Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so let's check in with our Burt Show listener, Christine. Abby, can you give us a little recap of how texting tutor went down last Friday?
Yeah, so last week, Christine called us up and she said that her husband got a text at like 1 a.m. from one of his coworkers, and it said something along the lines of, can't wait to see you and close this deal. And Christine thought that was obviously very inappropriate to send at 1 o'clock in the morning. So we had to hold her back. She wanted to text the salute down the office and say, why are you texting my husband at 1 a.m. But instead we thought, you know what, let's have an adult conversation. Let's text your husband about this. And shockingly, the husband was really defensive about it. And we kind of didn't really get anywhere productive. So
it's a lot of pushback.
So I'm wondering if maybe he's come around.
So yeah, at the end of the day, when the texting tour was over, he said, right, that he was going to say something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Christine, how did everything play out after you and your husband had that text? He said, oh, that's right. He got very passive aggressive. Like, well, if we're not supposed to be, you shouldn't be texting me during work hours. And it ended with him saying, you guys, we're going to talk about it. So lead us through if he confronted her.
So when my husband got home from work, right, I asked if he had talked to his coworker about the late night text. And you guys will be super surprised, but he had not. he gave me like the same excuse about not wanting to make things awkward at work. And I told him, I was like, this is not negotiable. So I gave him to like the end of day, right, to handle it. And then I made it clear that I wanted him to address it in writing so that there wouldn't be any confusion. And I told him, I'm like, I need proof that you are actually doing this.
All right. So the Wednesday that we recorded this, because we obviously record texting tutor beforehand because we have to edit it down. You guys don't want to sit there as you were trying to do these texts back and forth. So Wednesday, he comes home. He hadn't done it. So you're like, all right, my dude, Thursday, care of business. You need to have this done. You need to have communicated with her. You need to have it in writing.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So Thursday, when he got home, he claimed that he had talked to her, right? But he couldn't provide any written proof. And at that point, I was done. I was just done. I'm like, I'm not going to play games with this. I couldn't bring myself to talk to him or look at him. He slept in the guest bedroom that night.
Wow.
And then, I just was like, not having it. And before he left for work on Friday, I just told him, I was like, listen, either you address it properly today, or I'm going to message her on Facebook tonight myself.
Uh-oh. Done and done.
Very incredibly clear. And so that obviously started a fire under his butt, right? So by Friday afternoon, he'd sent her an email. It was short. It's sweet. It did the job. And then he told her, he's like, the late night text was inappropriate and he wanted to keep things professional moving forward. And so it was clear, concise, to the point. It was exactly what I asked for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super relieved that it's like that is over, but I'm really frustrated because this was way harder than it should have been. And it took so much pushing to get him to do the right thing. And like, I feel like I was totally justified in standing my ground, but now I'm just upset that I had to push so hard for him to do what seemed like it was the right thing.
Yeah. I would imagine that you want just to have the relief of knowing, all right, he's establishing boundaries. You were uncomfortable. You felt disrespected. But yeah, I get where you're coming from. There should be a sense of relief and like, it should be done. Like this is, he did it. It should be done. But there's that lingering resentment of how much you had to push in order to get it done, that would be hard to get over.
It's the principle of the thing. Like, you think that the person that you love would want to do whatever it takes to protect your relationship. So to see him get defensive, to me, feels like the ultimate slight.
It's definitely an odd hill to die on as a husband. Like, I don't know why you wouldn't just stand on business with this one. I'm trying to find an angle to understand, but I can't. But at least at the end, he did get it done for you.
All right. I think this is one of those things, Christine, that it's just time will heal. And hopefully you guys can like get back. Because, yes, he did do it. Granted, it shouldn't have taken that much pushing to get it done. But he did do it. So just give yourself a little grace. Give himself a little grace. And hopefully you guys can get back to where you were.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you helping me navigate this mess.
You're welcome.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.